Good evening. This is Soul Odyssey Radio, and welcome back. For those of you who've been coming to our shows every week, I'm your host, Deborah Herman. I'm a mystic, psychic, animal communicator, and every week we have a class about the process of Soul Odyssey, and that you will talk about in general. It's a process of developing your spiritual path from the point of view of seven particular lessons, which I will name. I'm hoping that some of you are starting to memorize them. And each week, I also choose a topic, or it's chosen for us. I'm not quite sure what it is until it comes through, probably on Monday night. I get, you know, some idea that pops into my head. And this week, the topic is, what is freedom? And then, of course, I added, being the bookworm former student that I am, I also added, does it exist? How does this concept affect your spiritual path? So it gives us something to think about as we're planning to convene at our regular time every Thursday. I know that it's 6 o'clock California time or Pacific time and 9 o'clock Eastern time. And everyone else, you're kind of on your own. I seem to be time zone challenged, but I know that we are developing quite an interesting community of like-minded thinkers, and wonderful. We're starting already, because this is a live call-in show. The number is 888-815-9756. I want to welcome Kamitra. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you very much. What can I do for you? Or what can you do for us?
Well, I was just calling the listener first to see what was going to be talked about.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have anything in the agenda on mine.
Well, what do you think about the concept of freedom?
I think it's a right that we have as human beings, and it's not something that we should have to fight for.
Seems like one of those inalienable rights that we would think in this time, in this world, that we would have because we're human beings. Right? Well, I was astounded today when I read, I think it was posted on Facebook, but it was from USA Today, that the Mississippi prom was canceled because a lesbian requested to bring a date. What do you think of that?
That was against their freedom. If that's what you chose to do, that's all
right. Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And so, you know, I was very taken aback. And I was looking, just getting some ideas of what people's concept of freedom is, and it varies. I mean, it's something that people have been talking about since ancient times. And what Ralph Nader said recently at, Ralph Nader? He's the, he's been around for a long time. I'm dating myself. He's an activist and consumer activist, and he's run for president a couple of times. And he said that, and he was quoting Cicero, while we are quoting the ancients, once defined freedom as participation in power. So he's saying that we need to participate in the power around us. What do you think?
It sounds about right, other than I believe we are the power.
I like that. I like that very much. And I would agree with you. In fact, that's, you know, part of what I want to talk about tonight, that we don't realize that we are the power, that our spiritual freedom is what is based on who we are as our authentic selves. And once we're able to tap into that, then, you know, we see things from a different point and don't allow ourselves to be oppressed. Because there, the way the world is now, it seems that everyone wants to somehow take someone else's freedom away. You know, for example, looking at, you know, religious freedom. You can look at this issue with, you know, with the Mississippi prom as also a violation of religious. I know that it's a stretch, but it's also the same concept as violating religious freedom, because, you know, a definition of religious freedom is that one group in society cannot impose its religious beliefs on another group with a different view, and a lot of the opposition to, right?
Or using religion to act upon people where they're not free.
Exactly. And in this country, we are supposed to have a complete separation of church and state, and we're supposed to have religious freedom. And, you know, that's, we, a lot of people who are, for example, and they've used it for other reasons in the past, to keep people from marrying one another, but now we have the issue of gay marriage. And in a way, it's following the same reasoning, that I believe this way, this is my religious belief, and I'm going to impose that on you, even though there are churches that are welcoming to gay people, and they create their own, you know, whatever religion they're following, they're welcome within that community, but there are people who want to deny them certain rights by imposing their religious views and their moral views. So that's certainly not the freedom that I expect.
And, you know, when we hinder other people's freedom, we actually hinder ourselves again, because even though we're individuals, we're all still one unit. And when we hinder one part of that unit, we've hindered ourselves. We've still hindered our own freedom by hindering someone else's.
Well, if you're my particular perspective, and, you know, sometimes on the show we talk about the seven lessons and Soul Odyssey, my particular perspective is that we are all one unit, and that we, that there is a truth that transcends all religious and all religions, all populations, all separations, that there's a truth that underlies all of it and that unites all of it. And that by focusing on this particular, you know, definition, so to speak, of the spiritual path, we're just enhancing our ability to participate in our particular culture or our particular religion without having to deny other people their freedom to find their path to God in their own way.
Right.
So I totally agree with you. Now, do you, as I have you on the phone, do you have any particular questions for me that you want to see for your own personal life?
No. I don't have any questions. It's just, you know.
Well, I am so thrilled.
Come up as we... Go ahead.
Well, I'm so thrilled that you joined the conversation, and please listen again and call in again, because each week we come up with really good things to talk about.
All right.
Okay, thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
So, thank you. Well, that was awesome. I'm so thrilled to have feedback and input from you in the audience. Because it's so important. It also helps to illustrate some of the things that I've been teaching over the last several months, really, because you are all on a spiritual path. you're all on a journey. And however you go or in what direction you go, it's a soul odyssey. It's a journey with tribulation. And you're learning things every step of the way. And you're changing your vibration and you're changing the vibration of people around you. And I am talking about freedom this week because it's the fundamental basis. Now I'm going to quote I'll quote now Mahatma Gandhi, who said, "Freedom is not worth having if it does not include the freedom to make mistakes." That describes Soul Odyssey. And my perspective of the universe and my perspective, you know, the world according to Deborah, my perspective of how things work in terms of God and the universe. We're here in a classroom. We're here to grow our souls and to learn. And we're given freedom. We're given free will. That's given to us by God. So whatever human beings try to do to us to limit that, they can't take that away. Because that's really why we're here. Everything else is an illusion, or politics, or power plays, or someone else is trying to, you know, overcome their insecurities by overpowering someone else. That's what's happening in the material world around you. But what's really happening is that the universe is helping you as an individual being to learn, and you're expected to be making mistakes, or as I like to call them, mistakes, because you're also going through the process of initiation. Now, people who understand anything about the mystery schools, the mystical mystery schools, those were secret societies that engaged people who were considered the chosen ones who could receive this imparted mystical and mysterious information. And you are all initiates. This whole world is experiencing initiations on a daily basis. There is no secret. This is not for just the few chosen people. The way you are chosen is that you're becoming conscious of the fact that you're on a spiritual mission or a spiritual journey. So you're waking up. And that's why, you're feeling like, wow, I have a mission. I'm here for a reason. Boy, some of you have probably gone through experiences, you know, near-death experiences or whatever, where you definitely know, boy, I'm here for a reason. And now it's my job to figure it out. I want to remind you, this is live call-in. It's 888-815-9756. Add your comments or questions. I welcome the feedback. So getting back to Soul Odyssey and the seven lessons. The seven lessons are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God-love. And as you learn more about each of these lessons, you'll see how it relates to you and your spiritual path and your progress toward the ultimate freedom, which is having your own connection to the divine essence and having an authentic self and an authentic voice. That's actual and true freedom. Because then you have the courage to question and to not accept everything that's around you. I mean, not everybody is going to be a warrior in the tangible human sense. Many of you are spiritual warriors. Your work is done on a more astral level. Many of you are warriors just by the simple fact that you're, you know, going day to day and trying to manage to live in this world from a spiritual perspective and raise your children so that they can, I love the expression, be in the world but not of it. So that they can understand the universal laws of cause and effect, and that what they do influences the lives of other people. I am not a doom and gloom person. I believe that everything is facing a positive outcome. But if you do look objectively right now, it does look like we're living in a bit of chaos. This is a very confusing and challenging time, which is why people like you who are on a spiritual path have, it's important for you, it's imperative for you that you learn these tools, and from any source, there's so many wonderful teachers, but that you learn tools that will help you progress and for you to understand what this world is about from a spiritual perspective. For example, I have a Seneca quote, "He who is brave is free." Well, that can be read from many different perspectives. If you look at it from the perspective of the courage lesson, of the seven lessons, to be courageous from a spiritual perspective, it is what all of you are doing, I'm sure. You were brought into this world very likely because of the past generations in a particular religion or a particular tradition, or your parents believed a certain way and you had, you know, your little family unit rules and regulations. You have rules and regulations in schools, in the world, and yet most likely you felt different. Your inner reality was different. Your inner world showed you a picture that just didn't conform to what you would see around you. Particularly if you're a person blessed to have tapped into the essence of the divine, you know, God love at an early age, if you see people hurting each other or bullying each other or are using power tactics, it's just going to feel wrong. And so your lesson of courage is to be willing to accept the authenticity of your feelings as it relates to the world around you. And you have to be brave because, and I know it, many people's stories, when you start to express this difference to the world around you, you will not be well received, at least at first. What I love about this show, and I love about Facebook and some of the other tools that have been so beneficial in making people aware of this show, is that we are truly gaining a community of like-minded people. And we can connect with each other every week because in this little world of BBS Radio, Soul Odyssey Radio, in this little world, none of us are weird. Now, that's right here. In this world, we are all amazing and beautiful. We're this way in the outer world, but in this world, during this time, we can feel totally relaxed and totally accepted, totally understood, and free to be who you are and to be exploring your path to your divine inner voice and your higher self and your ultimate path. I consider that I think the ultimate path is when we make, you know, when we do transition, that we're basically reuniting, you know, with the highest of the high. And it's, I have this vision that we have this feather that we have with us at all times, you know, this like flame, this feather that we have with us on earth when we're going through all our lessons here and we progress and we get it and some of us come back. I think a lot of us, we really, you know, we're not going to have to come back after this time because many of us are reaching kind of that end point of the karmic wheel. And that's why, in a way, you're being given these extra tools to help yourself progress. But then when we transition, we return this feather, this flame, to the God force, and we reunite. And we become part of this vast, amazing, beautiful energy that shifts the energy of our world and the universe toward the light. So each one of you, you are light workers, as you've heard. That's one, only one expression. You're people on a spiritual path. So freedom from the perspective of a person on a spiritual path is, you know, it relates to everyone, but you're going to be so keenly aware of freedom and the lack thereof because your soul has a sense of truth and it's trying to break free from what it sees as the ridiculousness around us, the things that just don't make sense. The spiritual path makes sense. God makes sense. The world, how we treat each other, the greed, you know, the corruption, that doesn't make sense because it's not following universal law. It's acting against universal law. So if we focus on the idea of freedom and that we are most free if we are our authentic selves, and we look at understanding these lessons as a way to consciously change our perspective on things, that's going to help us to move toward our ultimate freedom and to help other people toward theirs. Because it's important for you to understand that one of the few things you can really change is your perspective on this reality. Your perspective, your thoughts, your choices all enter into this understanding of why we're here, what it's for, and how do we manage it, and how do we get through. Because we all have to deal with the physicality of this world. We have to deal with all of the nuisances, annoyances. Sometimes, you know, although some days I can't not eat, some days it's annoying because I'm really busy and I want to do something, you know, and that's annoying. Paying bills, that's really annoying. Having to have a day job, you know, that's very, very annoying. These are the things that we have to do to be in the physical world. But we don't have to participate in things that we consider to be very negative. We don't have to sit around and watch people harming each other. We don't have to buy into propaganda. We are way beyond that. We have lots of opportunity to question the reality that we are fed from the media. We have Diana from Tacoma. How are you today?
I'm good, Deborah. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you. I'm having fun.
Do you
have a comment or a question?
I do. I've been dealing with a lot lately, and I've spoke with you on Facebook. Just dealing with 3 deaths in 2 months, and my father passing away February 2nd, and I'm going to school to be a paralegal, and I dropped my classes with a medical leave, so I got my sons back so I can resume my classes on the 29th, and I guess I just need some guidance and from someone to know that I'm going in the right direction or where I may need to change, and
what
if I can trust my husband. And
well, right now you need to trust yourself.
Yes.
And you need to be able to move. I mean, you need to go through the process of grief. That's just
yes.
going to take time.
Yes.
And you had a triple whammy.
Yeah.
And it's like, I guess I could compare it to, you know, if you had major surgery and
mm-hmm.
at first, you know, your body's in shock and
oh, yeah.
you think, oh my gosh, am I going to feel this way forever?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And then eventually it lifts. The cloud lifts. And
yeah.
You're kind of painted into a corner right now because you're feeling very stuck and
yeah.
you don't trust that you know the answers.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
I do feel that
you
way.
You are excited to go to, I mean, it sounds, even though you know, I can hear the pain in your voice. I know you have to be excited about starting this new career.
I am, and I'm ready to get going, and I do have a date set, April 17th next month in Wenatchee, where my father's house is. Well, we will have to sell it, but April 17th, I will be helping pro bono for Citizenship Day to help people with their paperwork.
Well, I think, first of all, from what I understand of Wenatchee, isn't it gray and depressing this time of year?
No, that's over here in Seattle, Tacoma area, very gray and depressing. Wenatchee usually gets its season, and I think someday it'll be kind of, depending on the weather patterns, will kind of be a mini Palm Springs.
Well, we're all of us are changing. I guess what I'm feeling is that it would be really good for you to, I feel like you have yourself right now in a mini prison, and it's very, very understandable. And you need
to I've been that way quite a while. I need to get myself out there and get going.
But you can do it. So you can free yourself. Again, the theme tonight is freedom. You can free yourself from your prison by getting out from under your own thought process.
Yeah.
You, the helping of other people for you is total medicine. It's just, and are there children in your family?
There is. We have a 17-year-old left here at home, Justin Berggren. He's a recent Eagle Scout, so he's a very good boy. And we have other children. My daughter, Christina,
I'm picking up younger children. Are there any nieces, nephews, grandchildren?
Oh, yes. My beautiful grandbaby, Kiri. She's two. Kirsten. Yes.
Okay. Spend time. Can you? Is that baby close enough that you can spend time with that baby?
She's in Sierra Vista, Arizona, but my daughter came up here for 2 weeks when my dad died, so I had my baby with me.
Okay. Well, if you can, save up and go there. Okay?
They've been asking.
Pardon?
I said they've been asking if I wanted to come. I have till the 29th till my classes start again.
Do it. Do it. Yay. Everybody who's listening to Soul Odyssey Radio tonight, we all vote that you go see your baby, because you need to get away from where you are right now, and you need to take yourself out of this emotional prison, you know, and there's nothing like being around a wonderful young life. And plus your grandma. So there's nothing better than that. And as far as your husband, right now, I am not feeling that there's anything untrustworthy about him. And I
Correct.
Think you need
yes.
to, and I think you need to put that away for another day.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
yes,
my dear.
Everything he yes, yes. All right.
So,
I will try
go
to
see
do
grandbaby.
That. I'll try to get there.
No, there is no try. Have you ever heard Yoda?
No, I don't know exactly what that means. I've
okay, you gotta watch the second Star Wars, The Empire. I know some of the people
oh,
in the
yes,
audience
yes,
have
yes.
heard
okay.
it.
Oh yes, I've seen all those.
Okay, Yoda, either do or do not. There is no try. Yoda
okay.
is my man.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Well, yes, freedom. We do create our own little prisons. Oh, for those of you who know that I do animal communication, every week I go and I talk to my horse and I see what brilliant messages the Mystic Wonder Horse has for the listening audience. But in the last few weeks, I think he just got tired of being interviewed. You know, who knew? I have a diva of a horse. But this week I went to see him, and he, you know, he wasn't talking. He just wanted me to give him apples. And I said, well, do you have one thing to say to our audience? I said, our topic today is freedom. And this is truly what he said. And it's a very provocative statement that I think we should consider. And certainly he is biased. But he said something to the effect that humans are not free, nor will we be free, because we are slaves to our passions. And I'm thinking, boy, that's a pretty heavy thing for my horse to say. What he said again is, we're not free, and we are slaves to our passions. So, of course, after he stole an entire bag of carrots, I was thinking to myself, well, that's the horse calling the human something, because he at least has a carrot addiction. But, you know, I think there is really something to think about. He said that, you know, and I think we are different than those of the animal kingdom, because I have seen people who are, you know, especially people that I've counseled, all of our issues seem to come out in behaviors or obsessions that cover the feelings that are beneath. And, you know, for example, I've seen some of the most dynamic and, you know, together and successful people who absolutely cannot handle a successful relationship. And not only is it a problem sustaining the relationship, I've seen people become obsessed with it to the exclusion of really being able to deal with the rest of their life. And I'm sure that if this isn't you, you know people who have done this. And a great deal of these lessons, of the seven lessons, are all about love. And they're all about balance. And in the previous interview with Tonk, when he did me the favor, that's my horse's name, when he did me the favor of giving us some words of wisdom, he also said that human beings are not in balance. And that's why we have a lot of addictions. And it's, I think it is very true that our lack of balance and our lack of, you know, ability to claim our authentic selves does put us in the position of being slaves to our choices that take us away from things that we think don't feel good. We try to find ways to feel good, but there's nothing better that feels better than being balanced and being connected to not only our authentic selves, our inner power, our higher souls, and to God. I mean, how much better can you feel? That's bliss, but that's also more at the end of the road, or at least on the road, than when you're beginning. And when you're beginning and you're on a spiritual path, sometimes it can feel truly like you're living in hell. And it's not. I mean, I guess I could have a philosophical discussion with people about, you know, what this world is about. But you are simply experiencing growth. You're experiencing essentially like labor pains, because every step of the way you're going to feel, you know, the pain of the conclusion of one part of you and a rebirth into another part of you. And we are so resistant to change and change of perspective that sometimes it's just going to hurt. You know, when I was in childbirth, I do have three, and I was in my earth mother stage, so I chose to do it all natural. And I don't know if I would do that again now that I'm older and wiser, but it's a personal choice for everyone. I'm just glad that we forget it in between children, or nobody else would ever be born except everybody'd be only children. So anyway, I finally got the hang of it during my third round, and I kept saying and talking to my child and talking to my inner being and saying, I will not object to pain that brings new life. And it truly worked. Any of you who are going to have babies, it truly connected me with a different part of myself, and it was it relaxed all the pain. And in a way, that can be translated into how we approach our spiritual path, because if you don't truly object to the pain or to the lessons or to the circumstances, but if it's going to bring you to a new place, you will find that it won't hurt as much. It's truly just a matter of a change in perception of how you view your life. Again, this is live call-in. I say this usually when I'm about to take a sip of water so I can take a little break. It's 888-815-9756, and I welcome your input and your questions. So the second lesson of tolerance is a way also to find balance and freedom. And I learned this lesson, all the lessons always come back. And this one was, kind of thrown in my face, because quite often it relates to us as parents. And I'm a very worried mother. I tend to be able to quiet my mind about most things, but my children are now, on their own. And they keep using hedge clippers and chainsaws to cut the umbilical cord, and I keep trying to stick it back on. And so, I've been reviewing the lesson of tolerance because my children, yes, they are having issues, as every person does in life. Yes, are they getting a job, or they're doing this, or they're doing that. Are they eating right? I truly have to learn that this is no longer my business. They are adults. And the lesson of tolerance as it relates to the real world and to the spiritual world is that we have to allow people to have their own path to God or to whatever their perception is. Perhaps they're non-theistic. But every person has that right. And in the tangible world, we were talking about, religious freedom. We don't live in a theocracy. So secular comments and concepts are not supposed to be identical to religious concepts, and people's religious views are not supposed to be imposed on other people. Well, as a parent, I will intervene if something really needs to happen or if they ask me, but it's very hard for me not to want to intervene, because as a parent, we always see our children about to walk into the same mirror that we walked into as a young person. Now, they may be smarter. They may walk around it, but when we're watching and we're seeing, we can't help but see ourselves through them. It's natural. We're, they're a piece of us. We're always going to worry, and we're going to want to intervene. Well, that's the same thing that we do with other human beings when we think that we have a corner on the truth. So if we have a corner on the truth and we now know what is right, we think it's right for everyone. Where the better thing to do, which is the hardest thing to do, the better thing to do is to sit back and to wait for someone to see what you have and to want it and to ask you for it. Because and as a healer, or any of the practitioners, I know many of you listen to the show, and I'm so honored and thrilled. But, we learn from each other. I know that when we all start out, we just, even strangers on the street, if we know we can tune into them, we want to just give them all this advice. Well, they may not be ready to hear it. And even when someone does come to us for advice or healing, we need to understand how much to tell them. We gain a sense of, because we want to work for the universe and have that privilege, we do gain a sense of how much you know, how far do you push a person? Because everyone is on their own place on the path. Some of us are, you know, it's just it's not higher or lower. It's maybe younger and older, or somebody may have a major tolerance lesson to learn and someone else doesn't. So you'll just see lessons being repeated and repeated. And so I'm pretty sure that of late I've been, as it relates to my children, I'm getting a major tolerance lesson because I have to let them fly the coop and show, you know, learn now with their guides and with God, I mean, to learn who they are. So any other parents out there, we really need to talk because this isn't easy. I'm not liking this empty nest thing. But thank God I have plenty of animals around me and a pretty nice husband. And, you know, you find ways to use your creative energy in other directions because all of us could make a life out of living someone else's life. And then what we're doing is essentially we're taking away their freedom to be wrong or right. You know, for all we know, someone other than ourselves could come up with an entirely new perspective on the universe, and by us trying to interfere or control, then we are blocking that from happening. The word control, that's a loaded word, especially in relationships. And I know that if we're human, we have been in a relationship where we have tried to control the other person and change them or control the environment around us because that's how we can feel secure. And so, in fact, there was a United Nations Development Program's 1994 Human Development Report where it was talking about global insecurity, and it said that freedom from want and freedom from fear for all persons is the best path to tackle the problem of global insecurity. So that's freedom from want, meaning everyone having enough, and freedom from fear, everyone being able to live in a place of faith and community. That sounds great. That was in 1994. Sounds great, but I think if we look around us, we're maybe a little bit slow in the uptake with this. But those are not lofty goals. Those are goals to which we can aspire because on your path, we are learning lessons like, love of humanity, where we can understand the unity among all people and learn to help each other to not be without. And also fear is the opposite of faith, which is the opposite of love. I mean, faith is not the opposite of love. Fear is the opposite of love. Experiencing divine love gives you a sense of faith and security. And that's very, very important in order for us to progress as a species. That's true freedom. I had a very interesting experience. A healer from probably the other part of the universe did some healing work for me, which was wonderful. And from his tradition, he had asked me to do something charitable. To, for example, buy clothes for poor people. Not just donating clothes, but actually buying clothes. So I actually loved doing this, and it really doesn't take a lot. But I wanted something where I knew exactly where it was going, even though I wanted it to be anonymous. So I called a local family shelter, and at first I said, well, I'll buy outfits for 5 children. And then they explained, we have 11 children, so I think it's either all or nothing, you know, because children are children. And they gave me everyone's size, And especially since I'm, you know, jonesing for having children. No, I don't want any grandchildren at the moment. My children are not old enough, and I'm not ready. But it was so awesome because I went to a store that had great sales, and I had a certain amount that I was going to spend, and I got the cutest little outfits for, there were 4 or 5-year-old boys and 3 size 3 girls and a couple of infants, and they all got sweaters and pants, and I put them in little gift bags from the dollar store, and I dropped them off, and it made me feel so wonderful, and it made my soul feel so free because I was, on a very small but literal way, I was contributing to someone else having something that they would otherwise not have, because the children in the homeless shelter were under an enormous amount of stress, and it was nothing for me to do it. And it was just an amazing, amazing experience. So, you know, those kinds of things, the anonymous little good deeds, are ways for us to change the vibration and to change people's perspective. Because the women at the shelter, some woman, I mean, here I was, totally anonymous. I called up. I said, I can't really explain why I have to do this, but I made a promise, and I want to buy clothing for, you know, the kids. And then, of course, she told me there were 11, but I figured I could work it out. It totally changed her perspective. Wow, there's someone who is charitable in an anonymous way who just came out of the blue. So now that person is feeling a sense of freedom from random negativity, because it was just something out of nowhere. You know, I realize I'm probably talking about a movie called Pay It Forward, but, you know, or Random Acts of Kindness, but it really makes a difference. And as spiritual people, it adds to the overall sense of freedom for everyone, because we don't live in an oppressive world if we continue to not allow oppression. The more we love each other and accept each other, the more small-minded people are not going to be able to tell us to hate others because they're different. Because we know it's not true. We're not filled with hate, we're filled with love. So the more love that we're able to send out and to accept that that is a ridiculous thing you did in Mississippi, no, we're not all going to be ignoramuses and agree with you that you did the right thing, because after all, being gay is such a horrible thing and horrible sin. You know, we're going to say, listen, school, unless it's a private school, you need to separate church from state, and you need to keep your views to yourself. This is a young person who deserves to have the same rights as other people. And if it's a prom, this is a person who's probably close to the age of majority. Anyway, so it's really, we don't want to go back to, we would never allow ourselves in this country to go back to the days of Jim Crow and other days of absolute ignorant. I am not naive. In practice, so much of this does exist. In practice, we really are not free from this kind of ignorance and judgment. Judgmentalism is the poison that creates this lack of freedom. But by all of us thinking in terms of love, and generating that love and standing up for one another and our willingness to be brave, as the Seneca said, he who is brave is free. And I will totally not pronounce this correctly, but Thucydides, an ancient Greek historian, said that the secret of happiness is freedom. The secret of freedom is courage. We will be courageous because we know that we have our intelligence, our understanding, our camaraderie. We have the souls of people who are awake, and we have God on our side, and we know that we can change the world from the inside, one person at a time. I love this quote also. I know but one freedom, and that is the freedom of the mind. And that's Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, who wrote The Little Prince, the best-loved book with many, many sides and nuances. It's wonderful. Here's another one. The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Now, that was from Albert Camus, who was a French novelist and the 1957 Nobel Prize for Literature winner, and quite a brilliant man. We also have one from Voltaire, a French philosopher, back in the 1600s and late 1600s, and he said, man is free, which of course we'll say woman too, man is free at the moment he wishes to be. Now, I would say that that coincides greatly with what it is that we're talking about tonight, that we are talking about our change of perception of reality, of what we can do, and put that in, you know, in contrast with the tangible things that we have to find a way to do. You know, if you can't pay your bills, then scale back. Or those of us who have more and we see others who have nothing, anonymously give. You know, even just person to person. I'm not talking about changing from a political system, an economic system. I'm talking just you as one person, what you can do, because everything you do changes the vibration of this world. Now, we have another very provocative quote, even though we're getting close to the end of the show. I might have time for one more call, but I suspect we will be squeezing it in. And that is, again, at 888-815-9756. I hope that all of you will, if you have thoughts or comments, please join me on my Facebook page, Deborah Levine Herman, or on my fan site, which is Deborah Herman Psychic something, but you'll get right to it, or my regular website, which is www.soul-odyssey.com. That's soul-odyssey. Make sure you do the dash. And that explains how you can get some of my products and, you know, come see me or talk to me. We'll leave with Benjamin Franklin. Those who desire to give up freedom in order to gain security will not have, nor do they deserve, either one. So think about that one, because this world is in our hands, and our lives are in our own hands and are but a thought away. So blessings to you all. I hope that you will join us again next Thursday evening for another interesting topic, and I won't know probably until Monday what it is. So good night again. This is your host, Deborah Herman, mystic, psychic, animal communicator, and you are listening to Soul Odyssey Radio.